Vancouver, with a third of all its cars on the roads in BC located in Vancouver, the North Shore and Burnaby, it makes sense that Tesla would want to build a substantial service center in the middle of East Vancouver's Strathcona neighborhood. The EV manufacturer, with local developer BD Industrial, said on Monday it plans to begin construction on what Tesla claims will be its largest North American service center at 950 Raymer Avenue, site of the since-raised General Paint warehouse off Pryor Street in East Vancouver. Tesla's plan is for a 120,000 square ft. Flagship center for vehicle servicing, new vehicle preparation, delivery operations, and a showroom. The company's announcement didn't note whether it will consolidate its existing Vancouver operations on 4th Avenue, Powell Street and Great Northern Way into the new center, expected to open in 2026. However, Tesla expects it will better serve our Vancouver area customers and further support electric vehicle adoption in the province, according to Faresh Designadine, Tesla's director of sales and service in Canada. Although Tesla did not detail the number of technicians involved, Tesla owners will likely mark the news as pretty significant, according to Ron Burton, spokesperson for the Vancouver Electric Vehicle Association. It's been difficult for some people to get their Teslas serviced, and this increase is definitely going to help the Tesla community, Burton said. At the end of 2022, Tesla accounted for 51% of all EVs on BC roads, according to ICBC statistics, totaling around 42,000 of 81,000 EVs registered with the provincial insurer. Of those 42,000, 79%, 32,493, were registered in Metro Vancouver, with 13,788 in just Vancouver, Burnaby and the North Shore. In July, Tesla announced plans to build another major service and delivery center in Port Coquitlam, smaller at 60,000 square featuring of space, but with 650 parking spaces. The idea is that the Port Coquitlam Center would be a hub for the delivery of Tesla EVs from U.S. and Shanghai factories, according to reporting in the Western Investor, although Port Coquitlam Council was critical of the manufacturer's plans that didn't include a substantial increase in charging stations for the vehicles within the municipality. Tesla opening up a large service center is going to be needed for sure, said Scott Waddell, owner of the independent Garage Precision Auto Service in Langley. It doesn't matter what kind of car it is, the manufacturer, dealer has never been able to service all the cars they have produced, so the independent aftermarket will be required, Waddell said. There's a bigger landscape than just Tesla. Waddell has two specifically trained EV technicians who service all EV makes. The vehicles come from as far afield as Vancouver Island and the Gulf Islands, the Okanagan, and even Washington State. I'd say that even now we're a little behind, because we have 8 technicians, 2 of them that really specialize in EVs, and all it takes is for one tech to be off on vacation for a week that starts to build a backlog, Waddell said. BC has a shortage of mechanics in general, according to Mubashir Farooqi, Associate Dean of Automotive Programs at the BC Institute of Technology's School of Transportation. With Tesla coming fairly new on the scene, I would only hazard a guess that they are in a similar if not worse situation than the other auto manufacturers, Farooqi said. The school says it has trained a total of 283 EV technicians. BCIT has training programs aimed at EV repair, including Canada's first Tesla-specific apprenticeship, which was a challenge for the institution because the Red Seal Auto Technician trade qualification requires proficiency in internal combustion engine and EV repair. The program, however, is in demand with other jurisdictions, including other Canadian provinces and countries such as Saudi Arabia making requests about licensing the training, Farooqi said. EV technicians generally will become more important as warranties on the growing volume of new EVs in the market begin to expire, creating opportunities for independent shops to service vehicles, Farooqi said.